James on BBC Six Music. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And great to hear, you know, one of the newest songs and one of the older songs so close together. I mean, as we were talking about earlier, Jim was saying, you know, you kind of, you're an unpredictable band. Even you guys, I guess, aren't quite sure what you're going to do next. And I think you said that the record you make next tends to be a bit of a reaction to the one that's gone before, usually.
Yeah, not kind of consciously, really.
No.
It's just kind of when we get in the room, we tell we're kind of avoiding what we did last time,
okay,
whether we like it or not. And it's just to kind of avoid your discovery. You know, we never kind of conceptually come up with an idea of what we're going to do. It's just really whatever's waiting for us in the room.
Mm-hmm. And have you planned some time in a room?
Well, we've started writing already.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And how is it so far? What's been happening?
You don't really know. I mean, we go in a room and we play and play for hours. You record it. And the idea is you're almost playing unconsciously, so you don't know how good it is until later, and then you listen back and you go, oh, this could be a great song. And then different members of the band come in with a song and go, let's work on this one, and then we work on the song and try and see if it becomes a song. But most of the time, it's so unconscious. It's almost, you know, the mind is a tricky thing, and you have to find a way to get around it, to get to the real creativity.
Okay.
And then later on you can bring your mind in to help shape it.
So you have to kind of try and get out of your own way first.
Yeah.
Okay. I read that you sometimes still use a few of Brian Eno's oblique strategies when you have the time, because he created some when you were working with him. He'd kind of write them down. And what happened?
Yeah, he'd already done the cards by the time he worked with us, but we'd be jamming and he'd come up and write something on a bit of paper and show it to one member of the band, and no one else could see what it was. And it might say, change key, or play more wobbly, or go and make a cup of tea, or distract everybody, you know. And it's like he just wanted to get you off your comfort zone, basically, because that's where the best creativity lies.
Yeah, we just had one recently in the room we were writing, and we had a whiteboard, and Jim wrote, in honour of Eno's oblique strategies, wrote, sausage tartan, which was brilliant.
It's a potential album title.
Well, you can choose to play in the style of tartan or the style of sausage.
We were in Scotland, so there's a reason for the tartan.
Okay, well, those things often go together as far as kilts are concerned.
They do indeed.
It's okay, I'm here all week. but that keys back into the thing we were talking about earlier, about the idea of, like, disruption and just constantly kind of, I don't know, putting a little fly in the ointment and making it difficult and going the long way. And that seems to be like doing.
When we started playing, we weren't very good. And what we do is we try and play a song in a certain way and we'd mess up and we'd record it and we'd go, oh, that sounds better than what we were trying to do. So we then incorporate that in the structure, and it made more original songs than if we'd played what we were attempting to play. And then as we got better, it got harder and harder to make those mistakes because we were too good. So then you had to find other ways to almost trick yourself into, you know, Eno has a great discrete strategy card. It's probably my favorite card. It's called Honor Thy Error as a Hidden Intention. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a fantastic philosophy.
It is, but the interesting thing about that is as you get better, it gets more difficult to make mistakes, but the stakes also get higher as you get more successful, right? So mistakes presumably get scarier as, you know, the band goes. How do you deal with that?
Well, you kind of get used to dealing with it and laughing it off, and plus we kind of seem inherently doomed to make mistakes, to be honest with you. I think even if you tried to be slick and professional, I think it'd fall flat.
Right.
But you have to kind of, you know, that there's something exciting and really worthwhile on the other side of the danger, or even in the danger, and you've just got to throw yourself in, and it does go wrong, and we do make mistakes. But when you first start out, when that happens, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. That time kind of goes incredibly slowly, and you think everybody's looking at you, you know, the idiot that made the mistake. And of course, it's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd love it.
Oh, you know, you think so, huh?
I don't care anymore. In my reality, the crowd love it. And you just got to throw yourself in. And after doing it this number of years, you kind of just laugh it off.
But that's an amazing thing to be able to say to people who are, you know, like young musicians or writers or whatever it is, you know, people trying to make something or not, you know, just people going about their everyday lives, because fear of failure is such a huge thing that holds people back, isn't it?
Well, you can also hear in the post Voice, post, you know, all those programs, I don't even know their names. Everyone's trying to reach a certain idea of perfection, a perfection of singing, a perfection of musicianship, and it's sterile. It's got no heart. One person agrees with us. Fantastic.
Chucked off last week. Didn't make it through boot camp, mate. Yeah. No worries.
We had another rule too in the olden days, which was if you make a mistake, repeat it, because then everyone thinks you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Which is a very good trick, I think, you know, should add to his discreet strategy cards.
That's John Coltrane, right? Do not fear mistakes, there are none.
There you go.
Right, I'm going to let these guys play some more music now and stop gassing. Thank you so much. Please give a huge round of applause for one more time. Two more great tracks from our session guest today, James.